97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. And now, more sweet intro music. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
Have you seen the viral pictures and even a video that shows how supposedly some Haitian immigrants are abducting people's pets in Ohio and eating them? Have you heard about this?
I only heard about it secondarily with people joking about Haitians. Somebody sent me a video, a clip of that Hitler movie where they put in the subtitles, and it's about Haitian immigrants eating cats. And that's the only reason I know about this story.
So J.D. Vance actually posted about it on Twitter. Charlie Kirk, Elon Musk. I mean, some big names have been talking about this. And of course, they're blaming Kamala Harris because they're saying that she made it very easy for them to be here. And there's a one video in particular that I saw that I want to play for you that is supposedly some woman who killed a cat and then ate it.
What did you do? Why'd you kill the cat? Smile for me.
That's police, by the way.
Smile at you. Go like this. Did you eat that cat? Did you eat it? No, why'd you kill it? Did you guys see all this?
No, we pulled up and she was just laying there with it.
Did you see her eating it?
Eating it.
She was eating it?
Yeah, she was.
You call the Humane Society to see if they'll come pick this cat up. It's deceased.
That's just weird. Full disclaimer, it's not clear if that's actually a Haitian woman, but it's a 27-year-old woman who's now charged with injuring animals because she supposedly stomped on the cat's head to kill it and then ate it right in the middle of a residential area in Ohio. Springfield, Ohio is where they're saying this is all happening. So now they're warning people, beware of your pets being abducted. But then the Springfield Police Department comes out yesterday morning and says, no, we've had no reports related to pets being stolen and eaten. But then there's another viral picture of a guy carrying what looks like a full goose. It's down the middle of the road.
It's a hoax.
Is that a fake
all of the
goose?
Media's jumping on J.D. Vance claiming this is a hoax,
right?
And it's a conspiracy theory. And I'd love to hear Vance explain it.
I hope it comes up tonight. Debate. I mean,
I
don't know. Is this a thing? I mean,
if they were Venezuelans, I might believe it because they have to hunt at their zoo because of price controls.
I don't know.
And
I don't know how things go down in Haiti. I wouldn't be surprised if this was totally normal.
Hmm.
But it is funny. I mean, this one seems far out there. But I will say all the crazy ideas, the conspiracy theories that we've been accused of having, like give it 6 weeks, maybe a little bit longer. And somehow it's what is true, the true thing. You know what I mean?
It's been amplified by J.D. Vance.
They're spreading wild conspiracy theories people are abducting pets.
It's going to cause violence against Haitian refugees by the people at PETA, who generally support left-wing causes, are now going to attack Haitians. Did you know that?
Right, because you're going to see a Haitian, I guess, and you're going to want to
pick them out of a crowd.
I was going to say, how are you even going to differentiate that first and foremost?
I don't know.
But if somehow you had special radar to figure out who a Haitian was walking down the road, are you going to bring your cat or dog inside, or maybe your pet goose, since apparently they're targeting geese too? This is just such a funny story. I don't know. I had to share this one because it's just odd. Again, the video I played, we don't know if she's Haitian, but whether she's Haitian or not, why did she supposedly stomp on the cat's head and eat it?
Well, it's a good question. And normally the focus would be on the cruelty to the animal and not what J.D. Vance said. J.D. Vance said months ago, I raised the issue of Haitian illegal immigrants draining social services and generally causing chaos. Reports now show people have had their pets abducted and eaten by people who shouldn't be in this country. Where is our border czar? Was his point.
Right. He said how Kamala Harris, the Biden administration, extended temporary protected status to over 100,000 Haitian migrants.
Besides He said animals. He did not specifically say a cat in that post that I saw. So I'm anxious to know why the media is more worried about that instead of the illegal crime problem we have in this area.
Isn't it funny how the narrative changes?
And I'll point out that because I just got back from Ohio, that Springfield, Ohio, is right next to Yellow Springs, Ohio, and it is a liberal bastion is what it is. There's no way that city would ever come out and support anything J.D. Vance said. They're elected officials. So there's no credibility at all to a public official from Springfield saying, we don't have any firm evidence that that's ever happened. Of course, they're going to say that because they don't want to support Vance in any way, right?
Right.
So I don't, it's just, why not focus on the real issue?
I need to know if it was actually a guy carrying a goose. Was it a stuffed goose? Did somebody doctor the picture?
And was it a cooked goose?
There's a man walking down the street and they superimposed a goose and a whole goose in his hands. This is just such a weird such a weird story that's
weird,
taken off on social media.
It's weird that you brought this up because Springfield, as I mentioned, is a very liberal community, right? 58,000 people live there. There are an estimated 15,000 illegal aliens or migrants, that as they refer to them, in Ohio's Clark County. The main city has 58,000. 20% of the people are migrants, it says here, that have been brought in. And it's funny that you bring this up this morning because I just found this soundbite from a lady at the Springfield City Council meeting complaining that she could not get services as a taxpaying citizen because when she goes down there, they're too busy dealing with the illegals. Honestly, you can't make this stuff up. I don't know if she knows about the ducks or not, but I wish somebody would have asked her.
And that's what we have done here in the city. We have just brought too many daggone people to come in here and be able to apply for free stuff. And here we are working, paying those taxes every week for what? What? So she can't get any help? So we can't get through the doors of Social Security so I can file for retirement? Doors are too, you know, it's packed up there all the time.
I mean, gosh, it's true that taxpayers are not able to do things they should be able to do because you're right. The city is so bogged down trying to help all the illegals. There was a soundbite that we played yesterday that was from a small town in Alabama. It was a city council meeting where the residents there were voicing concerns about the influx of the illegals who have been coming to their community. And it got so heated that the city council actually shut down the meeting and said, "This, you're basically being racist." They said, "This meeting is over. Everyone needs to get out." And you hear people clapping back at the city council and saying, "This is ridiculous. How can you possibly do this? How can you shut our meeting down right now?" That video has gone viral too, as it should. That's ridiculous. This is coming to St. Louis. This is what our city leaders like Tashara Jones want to do because we have a declining population.
Yep.
And that's their solution. Not to, I don't know, figure out other ways like make the area safer or, I don't know, maybe take away the 1% earnings tax that makes people not want to live here or makes businesses not want to invest here. No, the solution is to bring the immigrants here. They would call them, what is it now?
Migrants.
Newcomers?
Newcomers.
It's the newcomers.
We need the newcomers.
Welcome, newcomers.
This CBS News post, because, you know, again, you got my five-paragraph rule. If you go at the top, it completely dismisses J.D. Vance's claims. And then halfway down, it says, there was a Facebook post in a private Facebook group in Springfield in which a person says that her neighbor's daughter lost her cat, later found it hanging from a branch at a Haitian neighbor's house, according to the Springfield News Sun. There are screenshots of it. It's racked up thousands of views, but because it's in a private Facebook group, CBS News has not been able to independently confirm the authenticity of the post. So in other words, it might have happened, But for now, we're just going to call J.D. Vance a liar.
Well, fake or not, this is what people are talking about, including a vice presidential nominee, including Elon Musk, including Charlie Kirk. So a lot of people are talking about it. So I wanted to bring it up because this story is just odd. And if there is any truth to this, I mean, keep your cats inside Springfield, Ohio. If you have any pet geese, keep them inside too,
Thank
I guess.
You. Yeah, yeah. I just got back from Ohio, in fact, and I've got a couple of observations to make for you from my weekend trip for my aunt's 100th birthday party. And what it was great to see my family. It's been a while. A whole bunch of us got together, hadn't seen him in years for this occasion. I'll talk more about that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.